Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
It's okay if you aren't ready for kids right now. It's okay if you don't want to be a mom now or even ever. It's nobody's decision but yours. But do you know what's not okay? Not knowing how effective your birth control is. Talk to your doctor about effective birth control options so you can make an informed decision. Tap to learn more.
Man of the Year! Man of the Year! Man of the Year! Welcome to the number one friendship podcast in the country. I'm Matt Ritter.
I'm Aaron Cairo.
Guys, go to manoftheyearpodcast.com, buy some merch. It's time for you to be rocking the We Should Be Friends hat or the shirts or the hoodies. And you can go to YouTube and see our pretty faces over there too. Cairo, it's March Madness.
Trademark, right?
Yeah. And I love gambling.
Oh, I know. It's in your blood.
It is. I mean, it's literally in my DNA. Cairo, you guys don't know this. Cairo did an animated show about like diseases, and you could see all the little like inside the body. I wish you had done one for like gambler. You know, I wish there was a little blood cell with like cards in his hand. That would be me.
If you did 23andMe, it would come out like 50% Ashkenazi, like 45% craps.
Hold them. 40% yeah. Hold them. That's in the blood. So I thought we could gamify this episode because it's just fun.
Okay.
Ready for it? Drum roll. Best friends in movies.
Ooh, bracket style?
Bracket style.
Are you a bracket guy?
Yeah, I do like three brackets every year usually. Oh, I have okay. One of the longest running ones in like all of our friends. There's this guy that I met through my buddy Brian. I never met the guy for 12 years. I never met him. I started this in New York. It's called AJ's Pool. It's got thousands and thousands of people in it. It's on like a .NET from 1990s style. Like the graphics are horrifying. It's not like an ESPN pool. Fast forward a couple of years ago at the Improv, somebody walks up to me. He goes, "Hey, Matt, it's me, AJ." I'm like, "AJ?" He's like, "AJ's Pool." I'm like, "You're AJ?" He's like a legend.
So I imagine this is some sort of scam.
No, he just loves doing it. He has thousands and thousands of people in this pool.
But I mean, why not just use Yahoo brackets or whatever?
Because he has this really quirky system with like, not your regular like winners. Like there's like all these other dark horse things that you can win for. Like he created a Cairo algorithm. You'd love it. It's like proprietary.
Okay.
AJ's Cairo algorithm gamer rhythm.
Got it. Okay. So are you a college basketball fan?
No, not. I know nothing. The day the tournament starts, I'm like, oh boy, better research. And then I'm always like too late for the play-in.
Yeah. Oh my God. Now it's like a play-in to a play-in. I don't even know what's going on.
We're doing a play-in.
Oh, we're doing a play-in right now?
Yeah, we're doing a play-in. All right, ready? Let's get to it. You want to get into it?
Let's get into it.
So I decided the seeds in advance. So you didn't know the seeds. So,
okay.
So I apologize. I just wanted to get it in order. So we have four different categories. We've got Dumb Friends movie. We've got Odd Friendships. We've got School Best Friends. And then we have Buddy Cops.
Okay.
In the dumb category of friendship, we have a playing game between Bill and Ted and Harold and Kumar.
Okay. And we're going to talk about like how good the friendship was, how much we liked their friendship.
Yeah. You know, just which of them collectively deserve to move on to face our number one seed for the entire tournament, Harry and Lloyd from Dumb and Dumber.
Well, I think it's safe to say there would be no Harold and Kumar without Bill and Ted.
Derivative.
Well, you put that word in my mouth. We love you, creators of Harold and Kumar, who we know.
I mean, would there be a Dumb and Dumber without Bill and Ted?
No, that's true. That's true. But they're not playing Dumb and Dumber right now.
No, they gotta get past Harold and Kumar.
What I love about Bill and Ted, this is more about the movie. You know, in our business, we're always talking about high concept.
Yeah.
Like two stoners need to do a history report. So they go back in time.
San Dimas.
And who was the time cop? Lord
George Carlin. It's epic. For that reason alone, I'm like, there's two reasons I'm very inclined towards Bill and Ted's. One is the George Carlin end of it all and all the like weird history stuff. I like that it's educational, I have to say. Like, it's weirdly educational. Like, that's the thing that I feel like people don't talk about. To me, that's where it gets the nod. The other part is just Keanu fucking Reeves, dude.
Yeah.
But I will say, I love that, you know, Cal Penn and John Cho, like, made their careers off of this. And it's really cool. Like, two guys who came out of nowhere.
Is there a college scene in Harold and Kumar? I can't remember. Because I remember something that they were supposed to film at a Penn because the creators went to Penn.
Yeah.
But then instead they filmed it at Princeton. I don't remember what exactly that was.
Yeah, they go to Princeton. I forget what the they use USC as the establishing shot. There was a Princeton. The Princeton scenes were filmed. I don't know, because it was filmed in Toronto.
Yeah. Well, either way, whatever. All right. I'm going to vote for Bill and Ted on this one.
I do love White Castle. I will say, I also, you're going again. There's two things I like about Harold and Kumar really quickly that I want to say. I love the Neil Patrick Harris of it all. And I love that it's Penn guys.
Yes. I mean, that's why I was tempted, you know, listen, and we know them, but, and then revive Neil Patrick Harris's career.
I love when they do that. So like, I do think there is something great about when a guy is kind of like reinvents himself by playing, like shows you that he's in on the joke or whatever, you know?
I think I may change my vote.
Mm.
Do we have to come to consensus?
I think we do. This is not going to work with two people otherwise.
All right. I'm going to change my vote to Harold and Kumar.
You know what? I think Harold and Kumar is more rewatchable.
I mean, did you see the Bill and Ted like recent sequel?
No.
Well, I think we should just move on to.
All right. So Harold and Kumar it is.
Yeah.
So do we now do the Harold and Kumar versus Dumb and Dumber, or do we move to another game?
Yeah. Let's go against Dumb and Dumber.
Okay. Dumb and Dumber for me is a monster. There's just so many quotable lines in that movie.
I know, because you quote them to me all the time.
Yeah. And I don't know, man. There's something about that movie that just has that like funny bone thing.
Yeah.
And it's peak Jim Carrey. And also, who knew Jeff Daniels was that funny before this?
I love Dumb and Dumber, but I'm not like a Dumb and Dumber stan.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Right. But like, I recognize it. I respect it.
If that guy over there is Seabass, then yeah, Seabass has got us. Yeah. I mean, come on. You still do that today. You go to a diner, you go, if that guy's Seabass, you know?
Listen, I'm
I was way off.
I'm in for Dumb and Harry and Lloyd. Like,
yeah. They're a monster. It's a monster. It's a monstrous. And just like their friendship is so sweet. That's the other part. Like, there's a sweetness to them.
It's like us.
So that's an easy okay. one. All right. Next category. Buddy cop. I brought up some interesting ones. So I think this is another monster. Lethal Weapon is our number two seed. Murtaugh and Riggs versus a newer buddy cop movie. You know, we could have had honorable mention 48 Hours, but I wanted to do something more modern because they did a really cool spin on the buddy cop movie. It's a comedy. 21 Jump Street. Channing, your boy Channing. Jonah Hill.
Channing and Jonah. First of all, are Murtaugh and Riggs even really friends, though?
I mean, he has him over for dinner with his family. I think so. I think they grudgingly become friends.
Grudgingly or begrudgingly?
I don't know. Damn it.
So
is it grudgingly or begrudgingly?
This is a conversation I have with my friend Katrina all the time. They literally, they're indistinguishable. Like if you looked up the definitions, they almost say the same thing. It makes no sense. I want someone to write in and explain it to me because I've Googled it like 50 times.
Grudgingly, like, and begrudgingly are the same.
They mean there's the distinction is so small that I cannot understand the difference.
Okay. But, well, I'm going to say they're grudgingly. They
become friends. They're work friends.
No, but they become more than work friends. They bond in a really, really way. You know, look, they go through a lot of stuff together.
Yeah. I mean, would
you say Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill are friends in 21 Jump Street?
I mean, it does say something that we don't even know what their names are. But
I do like that Channing Tatum comes in there as like, I love the like coming in as like the jock, and he's a loser for that.
Yes. Yes.
But nothing cracks me up more than that.
I love 21 Jump Street. I write action comedies. I also think it's just like one of the funnier movies of the 2010s and beyond. Like it's like, there's not really that many funny movies anymore.
It's extremely funny. So it gets a high score for that. But what about their friendship?
Yeah. I mean, I always love the dynamic of like Channing was bullying Jonah and then they meet again as adults.
Yeah.
Cause like the bullies never really become anything.
Right.
Is our lesson for our listeners. Like,
right. Right. I like their relationship in that movie. I mean, look, I think I agree in terms of like the friendship, like work. They're all both work buddies, right? It's like,
That's true.
But does Jonah and Channing ever hang out outside of the workplace? You know, Riggs.
Well, they go to high school parties.
Well, yeah, they do go to high school parties. I mean, that's a tough one because Riggs and Murtaugh really bond. Like, you know, he helps him off the toilet when there's that bomb. They invented the on three thing.
Right.
You know, is it one, two, three, is it one, two, and three, and go? We still have a problem with that when we start the pod.
That's true. Well, who'd you go for then?
I'm going with Lethal Weapon. It's one of my faves.
I'm not going to be able to convince you to beat Lethal Weapon, considering it's an all-time classic and you're an 80s movies buff. So I'll go Lethal Weapon as well.
Yeah, I'm too old for this shit.
I am too old for this shit.
Okay. So now next category. Oh, you're going to like this one. School friends. Ferris Bueller is the number three seed. Ferris and Cameron, who has had a career revival on Succession, versus six seed, all time classic. One of the newest, you're talking about funniest movies of the past 20 years. Superbad, Seth and Evan.
It's funny because when I first thought of this in my 2024 brain, I'm like, wow, two super toxic friendships.
Yes. Yeah, that is true. I mean, they're not equal. They're not like they're not fair to each. Like, it's abusive.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, you know, first of all, which one's Seth and which one's Evan? I can't even remember. But, you know, Jonah Hill is basically, you know, a horrible influence on Michael Cera. And I don't know, would you say that Ferris is a bad influence on Cameron?
Yeah. And he also steals his dad's car and almost ruins his life.
Yeah.
But he shows him a good time. You know, that's the other thing. He's the cool guy and he shows him a good time. Seth is Jonah Hill, by the way, and Evan is Michael Cera.
Yeah. What was Cameron's problem?
His dad didn't show him any attention.
Right.
You know, his dad was like a rich guy who was checked out, you know?
Yeah.
And his parents were divorced. I think it was a classic, like, this is showing us what happens to divorced kids. That was like the message, right?
Man, the scene where he just knocks the car out of the tree.
Oh my God. All time. I love when the valets take the car for a joyride. That cracks
me. Yeah. You know, they're like developing some sort of movie about the valets.
Oh my God. I can't with this town sometimes.
Yeah. But I will say, I feel like the super bad guys, like that movie is perhaps more about friendship.
I agree.
Like, you know, it's called Ferris Bueller's Day Off, not Ferris and Cameron's Day Off.
Yeah. I think, yeah.
Yeah. And you know what?
Yeah, there's a sweetness to the phase that they're going through too, and their sleepovers, and like, I don't know, it's more sweet to me, Superbad.
Yeah, and by the way, like their whole thing was bringing back to the pod about lack of communication and Superbad. Like if you just told them, hey, I'm going to this other college, it would have been fine.
Yeah. Yeah. And also I like the third wheel of that movie kind of better than, you know, Ferris's girlfriend being kind of third, like now Cameron's the third wheel. Like,
look, I mean, one of those things, like just iconic side character, like of an all time.
Have you seen the back behind the scenes stuff about how Jonah Hill hated him and the casting and everything?
Really? Well, yeah, that's good.
And they leaned in on that.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
I don't know that they enjoy each other's company for real.
Right. What do you think, man, this applies to any actor or so many actors, like he's McLovin for the rest of his life. You think he hates it? He likes it.
He probably hated it at first, but the alternative of not having a career at all, not having any acclaim, I think you'd take it. But again, Cameron was Cameron for 20 years. Now there's nobody who knows him under the age of 25 from that. And they just know him from Succession. If you remember, his first career revival was tiny role in.
No idea.
Speed.
Who was he in Speed? Oh, yeah. He goes, I already seen the airport. But come on, you're saying what's McLovin's name?
Christopher Mintz-Plasse.
Christopher Mintz-Plasse is out at a bar and someone goes, hey, McLovin. You think he's just like, oh, fuck, you know?
No, now he's probably okay with it. I think it takes a while for an actor to have, they all kind of come around to it.
Right. It is.
And then he's probably doing signings at Comic Cons and stuff as McLovin.
Well, we were in Sundance earlier this year. We saw Pedro. Did you see Pedro?
Yeah. John Hader.
Yeah. Well, no. He wasn't.
No, Pedro.
Pedro. I was at a club.
Well, they were doing something for that. It was the 20th anniversary. They're doing short.
Oh, yeah. I was at a club once. I think I have a picture. I have to find it. And Pedro kind of like sat at our table. And we were just like,
doing shots with Pedro? That's great. Vote for Pedro. No,
it was like he was trying to glom a little.
Oh, Pedro was glomming? Wow.
Yeah.
You got him into the club?
I mean, I was trying to get him out of the club. All right. Who's your vote?
I'm going with Superbad.
I'm going with Superbad too.
That's our first upset of the tourney.
First upset.
No, I don't think it's really an upset. I don't think it's really an upset. It's just that Ferris Bueller's a much bigger, like, historical movie.
Yep.
Now, this one is our 4-5 matchup. It's two movies that aren't really that similar, except, you know, one person's really trying to help the other one. So that's sort of how I paired them. First one is Back to the Future, Doc and Marty. And a 5 seed is Swingers, Mikey and Trent. Odd matchup, so, huh?
This is quite a matchup. I mean, Back to the Future, one of my all-time favorite movies. Never explained why Marty is friends with an old man.
My brother has a lot of these like older men friends. Some people just have that.
Yeah, but your brother's old.
No, when he was in his 20s, he always had these like older male friends.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll leave that.
We were making fun of him for it recently. Yeah. It was a thing.
And we're like, oh, how's your friend? He goes, dead.
Yeah. Bubba. He had Bubba. It was one of his ex-girlfriend's friends. He had this guy, Joe, a choir teacher. There were a bunch of them.
All right. A lot. Huge red flags galore, but we're going to move on from that. You know, I forgot. Mike Trent is Vince Vaughn, right?
Yeah.
Do you think Trent was a good influence on Mikey?
Well, I think he was trying to do something good. We actually talked about this on our last episode. Like, somebody's down in the dumps. Like, should we take him out? Like, he was really trying to pick him up. Like, he didn't have to do that.
Yeah. I mean,
I think there's like a selfishness of it too. Is like, you know, he still was like a narcissist and everything. But I do think there was an element of genuine friendship with Trent, and you got to see that side of him. And that's what made you like him despite all of his narcissism and insecurities.
Yeah. I mean, I think we all need a Trent. We all need a hype man.
Yeah. I mean, he was great. You know, I love that. I love that scene where he's talking about the acting role he didn't get. That was before I was in Hollywood, you know, and he's like, and he, you know, and he goes in the DP's crying, but that's, you know, cause of his own stuff, but not so much with me. And he's like, you were amazing. I can't cast you. Cause You're just not right. Age, like I can play younger. How old's the character? He's like 11.
Yeah, to me, yeah. I mean, to me, this is a an easy one. It's swingers. I mean, Doc and Marty, all-timer. But I mean, Doc, you know, basically endangers the life of a teenage boy. You know, not what you want for your older friends.
Yeah, I mean, look, Doc and Marty have an interesting relationship because, like, he knows he's going to see him in the future. This is a weird thing of, like, knowing you're going to see that person in the future and, like, say hi to me in the future. I don't know. There's something cool about that. But I agree. I love the relationship between Trent and Marty. He gets him out of that, you know, depths of, you know, getting dumped and, like, getting over a relationship. And that's, like, a core tenet of our, you know, pod of, like, picking your friends up when they're down.
Yeah.
So even though Doc got Marty back to the future and saved right. his entire family line, I'm with you. I'm going with Trent and Mikey, swingers.
Okay, so our second upset.
You're so fucking money, you don't even know it, baby.
All right, let's quickly get through our semis and finals. Right.
So our semifinals is now our Lethal Weapon versus Superbad.
Wow, Lethal Weapon versus Superbad. That's actually kind of tough.
Can I add one thing to the in the Lethal Weapon column? You know, Riggs handled it very well that Murtaugh's daughter had a crush on him. Because a lot of these movies, like the friend is like, you know, hooking up with the guy's sister or something like that.
Yeah.
And I felt he handled that very professionally. I just want to put that in his friend column.
the way your face when you said that, like so earnest, like that was good for him. He really handled that very professionally.
Yeah.
Listen, if I had a vote, cause I'm a comedy guy and I'm a more, you know, recent guy, I'd vote Superbad. You can convince me, but like, if we're doing best friends, I'm going to go vote Superbad.
No, first of all, I love that age. I mean, that's like, you know, our whole friendship crew was consummated during those years. And I think that that's why those friendships last. Like there's just something about, I told you, it's like an old record or an old movie. Yeah. You have this nostalgic feeling. There's just a magic about that time in your life when you're 13, 14, 15, 16, yeah. You know, and then it's gone forever. And they're just like realizing that that's their last time together. And yeah, I love it. I'm with you. Superbad.
All right, and what's our other bracket?
Other semi, we've got the monster number one seed, Harry and Lloyd from Dumb and Dumber versus Mikey and Trent from Swingers.
Wow. You know, listen, you're making me want to go back and watch clips from both of these movies.
Yeah.
You know, I'm kind of a push, so I'm gonna defer to you.
You know, as much as I get like the joy of Harry and Lloyd and their high comedy together. And they're just having a crazy, I mean, and there's nothing funnier than when Jeff Daniels drinks the piss. I mean, when the cop drinks the piss and they're like reacting, he goes, just when Harlan Williams drinks the piss, he goes, just get the hell out of here. It's the funniest scene of all time.
Yeah.
But I, you know, now that we're talking and we're thinking about the pod, like I love Mikey's evolution through hanging out with his buddies. And it's not just Trent, but like Trent brings him out and gets him alive again.
Yeah.
You know,
I also love that they play NHL hockey for Genesis.
Oh, yeah. Great. Oh,
That was my game growing up. Okay. So, wow.
I'm with Swingers. How about you?
Okay. Let's do it. Swingers. So Swingers advances to the Swingers versus Superbad in the finals.
Wow. So I'll tell you something about this. This pits two movies that feel like seminal moments in my life. Like what we're talking about, Superbad is the like teenage seminal moment, but Swingers is kind of like the reason I wanted to move to LA. And it spawned a whole generation of guys who like wanted to live this dream. And also just the way they talk, I'd never heard anything like that before. Like, I don't know. There was just something awesome and genuine about the way they shit talked each other too.
Yeah.
All the guys like Ron Livingston and I don't know the other guy's name, the guy who played Sue when he finally came clean. He's like, no, but when he's like, what about this fucking guy? You know? And he, and he talks shit to Mikey and then Trent gets in his face. Like, that was awesome friend loyalty, even though Mikey was basically being a loser.
Yeah.
And like, Trent was ostensibly the cool guy. That was like the grown-up version of the coolest kid in high school stepping up to defend the like loser getting picked on.
I mean, I think for two guys living in LA who live that swingers life, you know, Vegas, driving to Vegas, you know, what year was that movie?
96.
I mean, I still have conversations at Hollywood parties to this day, which are pretty equivalent to like, you know, what kind of car do you drive? You know, who's your East Coast representation? I mean, that's still accurate 30 years later.
Nothing better than when he goes to rip up the card right after the girl gets it.
Yeah.
At the party. Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are we saying it? And the winner of our inaugural Man of the Year March Madness movie friendships, Mikey and Trent from Swingers, Vince Vaughn, John Favreau, take a bow and put us in your movies.
Wow. Wow. What a five seed?
They were
five seed.
Five seed. Wow.
Great. Love it. Love this March Madness. I feel like should we take a listener question? Are you ready to take a listener question?
Let's do it.
All right. This is asking for.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's brand new day all-purpose cleaner cleans and kills 99.9% of viruses and bacteria on hard, non-porous surfaces around your home with a fragrance that feels like a tropical getaway for your senses. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
It's okay if you aren't ready for kids right now. It's okay if you don't want to be a mom now or even ever. It's nobody's decision but yours. But do you know what's not okay? Not knowing how effective your birth control is. Talk to your doctor about effective birth control options so you can make an informed decision. Tap to learn more.
Friend, if you have a friendship question or ethical dilemma, send it to us on the show and we will answer. Send it to us on Instagram and we'll answer it on the show. Man of the Year podcast on Instagram. Matt, what do we have?
Kiro, you're going to either love this or hate this. The way this person phrased this question, it feels like a backhanded compliment. Okay.
Hey,
Kiro and Matt. I don't know if that means it's your guy. You guys probably deal with this a lot, seeing as how you're getting famous guests and probably working with some famous people. One of my friends has gotten, quote, famous as an influencer, and it seems to be affecting the way we interact. My friend seems to be a little dismissive / not present when we are around, hooked on their phone, ... Every now and then someone recognizes them and it only fuels the fire more. My question is, can regular people be really true, genuine friends with famous people, even minor ones like my friend? Woo!
Wow, I love this. Very appropriate for us to answer here in LA. My one follow-up to you, Matt, is it seems like there's two parts of the question. One, the guy's getting are they guys?
Yeah.
One, the guy's getting too big for his britches, but the other is he's like doing influencer shit and not paying it, like always on his phone. Aren't those two kind of different things?
Yeah, but they're connected, right? But yes, there are two actions that we don't like.
Yeah.
First of all, I just didn't like the implication that we're not famous, but we're around famous people.
Oh, got it. No, I thought the question was, do we hang out with our civilians?
Oh, I took it the other way. I took it like, oh, you guys have like famous people that you're around. Can you be friends with any of them?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now listen, Captain Nuance has really been not been doing great lately.
All right, Mr. Black and White. What are you?
Sergeant Black and White.
Sergeant Black and White.
Well, first of all, absolutely. We know people who are friends with famous people. We know famous people. I mean, you know, the town is filled with famous people and their civilian friends. I mean, they usually hire them to be their development executive or assistant, but absolutely.
So obviously we do live in a town filled with celebrities at various levels. I mean, unless you're at that like Leo apex level where you can't leave the house.
Right.
You should just act like a normal person around your friends.
Well, you should act like a normal person regardless.
Yes.
And you know, the move of the person in the group, and let's just make this slightly more relatable. If you get rich, I mean, you know, you don't have to be famous to be rich, win the lotto, whatever. The move is you bring your friends with you, entourage style.
Right. But I also think there is two things going on here. One is you may not be seeing their perspective.
Oh, here he comes. Captain Nuance coming in for a landing.
Like, you may be feeling a little weird when somebody comes up to them at a game and asks for their autograph, and you may project that that's them kind of acting all hot shit when really they're just like, you know, that's coming to them, you know, or like maybe they're posting more than you like, but if that's kind of part of their life now, like, I get it. The flip side is, yes, you should always be present and call them out if they're not being present, because that's not good friending. But I'm just wondering if there's a little bit of projection and jealousy, a little bit about this, or maybe not. You know, maybe it's just, hey, this person's kind of big timing me, which happens a lot. You're right. It's not just celebrities. It could be rich people. There's a lot of situations where one friend kind of big times the other one, right? I mean, that's really what this question is.
So one of the tenets, one of our best practices of the pod friends are there to help you grow, not change. So this person having this, let's call it career success, that's good. We want to encourage that. But we're also here to bust balls and make sure they don't get too big for their britches. You know, it's interesting your example of like someone coming up and asking for an autograph, because you can't really control that.
Right.
Like the move. Because
that's what they used as one of the examples. So I was like, oh, that's kind of a weird example to use.
Oh, I thought they said they were on their phone.
They said they've used multiple examples. They said people are coming up to them, and that only like feeds into their ego.
Oh, okay. So what you do is that person comes, asks for an autograph. You support you. Oh, you want me to take the picture of you and the friend?
Yeah.
Whatever. You're so nice to the fan, and that fan leaves. You bust your friend's balls.
Yes.
Until those tomorrow. Oh, can I get your autograph, Matt? Blah blah blah. You know, good natured.
Yeah. Good natured. I think there's a balance, right? I think you should also be happy for your friend's success.
Oh, you should be happy to set no matter what.
But yes, and regular people and celebrities can be friends. Yes. Look, by the way, when I go to like my local coffee shop, like I see people waiting by the bus for their kids, and a lot of them are like pretty big name, you know, actors or whatever, and they're just waiting by the bus like parents, and none of those parents look at them like, oh, this is, you know, they're like, oh, you're dropping your kid off too. And like most of them seem to act like normal people, which is what, unless you're, you know, you're letting your ego get to it. Like there are plenty of quote unquote famous people that have friends that are not famous. Most of them, I would say, do.
Probably. By the way, the best famous people, I'm sure, have the civilian friends.
Right. The ones from their childhood, or the ones that, you know, met along the way, or they're just dad friends. And like, you're going to be ostracized from a dad circle if you're acting like some big shot, you know, or if you're at a dinner and you're on your phone the whole time, like you're not going to get invited back to many dinners.
They tell you that when I was with our friend Christina in Dallas, I went with her for pickup, and like I met Dirk Nowitzki.
Yeah. Did he big time you?
Yeah. No, he was the nicest guy ever.
Exactly. You know?
Yeah.
I find that it is the like minor celebrities that tend to.
Well, he's not really a minor celebrity.
No, I'm not him. I'm talking about the ones that tend to like be a little.
Like, well, you bring up a great point. point, Matt, which is that in this town is full of tweeners, in-betweeners. Yeah. Like, if you're kind of did a couple things and you're getting bothered, but you're not rich. I mean, people think all these actors are rich. They're, most of them are not.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a great place to be in.
Yeah. Right. I find that some of the reality stars that like suddenly develop the huge egos about it.
Yeah.
And yeah. Like big time people.
Right.
A little bit. But in answer to their question, yes. If you're, it doesn't matter, celebrity or not celebrity. If this is your friend, you got to call them out on their behaviors. You got to communicate that this isn't cool. Like, I get it. You're an influencer. You got to make time for that. Great. But I just would ask, like, if we're going to be together, if I'm telling you a story, like, you can't be looking over my shoulder, you know, or on your phone posting.
I mean, the influencer of it all, like this new type of celebrity,
which ruin the world, ruin the world.
But what a just an awful existence. So you have to document everything. And we're two people who do a podcast and document stuff, but like not 24 hours a day.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to be able to shut it off when you're with an old buddy at a game. You got to be able to talk to them. You got to be able to listen. You got to be, no matter where you get to in life, if you want to be genuinely friends with somebody, no matter how successful you are, what it comes down to is you have to be able to look them in the eye when you're talking to them. And you have to listen to them when they're telling you something that matters about their life.
Let's for a moment take the quote famous person's perspective, for example. You might not be able to relate to your civilian friend anymore.
I think there's something to that. I think there is a reason why people end up a lot of times with friends in their field.
Yeah.
Because the conversations tend to be a lot about that. It is sometimes hard to relate to people who are, you know, not in the same game you're in. I agree with that. So you have to ask yourself, do I want to be friends with this person if we've grown apart and we don't have a lot in common? What are either of you getting out of it? Like, again, sometimes we say, hey, it's time to know when to clean out the closet.
Right.
When to know when a friendship's over. Like, is there anything there? I mean, I think if you've confronted and you've communicated and it's still going on, what are you getting out of this thing? Just that you get to say you're hanging out with an influencer?
I will say, taking the fame out of it, like for us, we have a large group of friends who work in the industry, entertainment industry, and that basically our LA friends. And that's nice. They understand us. And then we've got our East Coast buddies who could not care less.
And they don't care and they don't get it.
But I think that's nice.
And they're not impressed.
I've never seen anybody less impressed.
They couldn't be less impressed with anything we've ever
done. Actually, I may think it's the opposite. They're more impressed than the West Coast people are unimpressed. Or no?
Nobody's impressed.
No. Why is nobody impressed by us?
They will be soon enough after the Netflix festival.
They will be soon enough. I think that, listen, the answer is to every question we ever get is communication. You have to have a conversation with your burgeoning influencer rich friend and be like, hey, like, love it, support you, by the way, like, you know, can I help you, and this is great, but like, when we're together, like, you gotta be normal.
Yeah. And if that doesn't work, you have to ask yourself, is this how big are they?
If they're very big, are they following you? It could be good.
Could be good for your brand.
It could be good for your brand. Do we think we answered that question?
I think so.
All right, guys, that was Asking for a Friend. If you have recently gotten famous, please let us know. But if you have a friendship question or ethical dilemma, send it to us on Instagram and we will answer on the show. That's at Man of the Year Podcast. Matt, is there anything you wanted to add about March Madness before we wrap up?
No, but I do want to add one thing about just a question to you. Which do you hate more? The looking over the shoulder or somebody on their phone constantly? Because those are my two pet peeves when I'm with somebody. But which one do you hate more? Where you see them, they're looking like they're not looking at you. They're looking, you're at a party and they're like looking around to see who's more interesting, cooler, like famous person to talk to. You go to a party and they're, you know, they have that like, oh, I'm just trying to see who else is out there.
Yeah. I mean, as someone who, we talked about this a lot, it feels social cues. I'm often the person looking around like, just, I don't want to have this conversation anymore. I'm that I respect. Like, okay. Then I walk away. Cause I understand. Looking at the phone. I don't know. I don't really associate with these people. So I wouldn't.
Yeah. Well, they're just general pet peeves though. I think that everybody has.
Yeah. I actually don't mind the first one because that's my cue to leave. And the second one, I guess, is not great. What about you?
I think being on the phone, like at dinner with friends and somebody's on the phone the whole time, not a fan.
Yeah, but we don't. Our friends I
agree with you. If somebody's looking around, like, okay, bye.
Right. Right.
See ya. You're not obligated to stand in this spot.
Yeah. All right. So what did we learn today?
Well, I actually learned, I was surprised at how I ended up voting, that when it comes to movie friendships, I definitely veer towards the sweet, kind of like nostalgic friendships, but also the pick-me-ups.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't think our inaugural March Madness would end that way. I think I learned that I've got to go back to the 80s canon, because you're like an 80s buff.
Yeah.
And I've neglected the canon.
Well, we'll do a whole new slew of movies next year. So it's going to be a whole different thing. Or maybe we'll do TV next year.
Yeah. Oh, see, TV, I'm more of a TV buff, and you're more of a feature buff as well.
Yeah, we might do the whole Friends, you know, Seinfeld.
Yeah. Guys, if you have any shouts you want us to make, send it to us again on Instagram. We'll shout out your buddies on the pod. Matt, you got any shouts today?
To my lovely wife, Jessie. It's her birthday next week. Happy birthday, boo.
Happy birthday, boo. We love you. All right. That is our show. Thank you guys so much for listening. Always remember, be good to yourself. Be good to your friends. Love you, buddy.
Life is a highway, and on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Ross has all the spring deals you want, so you can say yes to more looks for you and your budget. Tube tops for less? Yes. Dad shorts for the weekend? Yes. Mini skirts for less than online? That's a yes for you and your bank account. Find your certified yes for me moment and save 20 to 60% off department store prices every day at Ross. Hurry in for spring deals today. Items and styles vary by store.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils, you'll want to invite everyone over, from book club to the fantasy league, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils are infused with 2 times more natural essential oils versus regular Airwick Scented Oils for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Transform your space with scents like white sage and mahogany or lavender and water lily. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.